What about the functions of our body, called eyes, ears, and the like? In the glossary, we learn that ears are, quote, spiritual understanding, close quote. Eyes, quote, spiritual discernment, close quote. Science and Health, 585.2 and 586.3. In Psalms, we read, quote, he who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? Close quote. Psalms 94:9. From these statements, we know that God is the hearer and seer, and not man separate from God. God hears his man, and God sees his man. And this gives us the true spiritual concept of function. If this is true of ears and eyes, what shall we say of circulation and other body parts and functions? Are these material? Remember, Jesus both walked and talked with his disciples after his crucifixion. These functions of his body operated as before. Could they have been material? And if they were, would they not have been destroyed during Jesus' experience on Calvary? Could there be two eyesights, two ears, two digestions, one spiritual and the other material? Could there be such a thing? No, there could not. For, quote, all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, close quote. Therefore, the only functions there are the manifestations of mind. Then, when something seems to be wrong with eyesight, for instance, we do not need to get rid of anything, only gain a spiritual understanding of eyesight, or less a material concept of that which is originally and eternally a function of mind. We say that the true body appears only as we understand mind or God as its source. Reasoning thus, we gain a correct understanding of what reflection is. The consciousness that God does the reflection. A statement in Science and Health, 223.3, verifies this. Quote, sooner or later, we shall learn that the fetters of man's finite capacity are forged by the illusion that he lives in body, instead of in soul, in matter, instead of in spirit. Close quote. What a great and inspiring work is ours. No matter what it is or where we are, there was always the opportunity and necessity of revealing the form divinely fair, according to hymn 51 in the Christian Science hymnal. What of your universe? What constitutes your home, your church, your business? Are these things outside your consciousness? Outside your individual environment of good? These too are to be understood and demonstrated as body, as they are part of body or consciousness. We do not have to put up with just any kind of church, any kind of home, or any kind of business, thinking that they are something outside of yourself over which we have no control, for that is not scientific. We have only to turn back to the record left us by Jesus to see that, while he seemingly lived in a dark and troubled age, still his universe expressed God. Because his mind was God. He knew wherever he went, the form of perfection appeared. He knew the science of existence, that he and the Father were one. The record Mrs. Eddy left us is like that too, but her record goes farther. Both Jesus and Mrs. Eddy recorded for us the embodiment of their own understanding of their oneness with God, Jesus and the healing of sin, disease, and death, and Mrs. Eddy also healing the body, gave us the form of the Christian Science movement. What are we bringing out individually of the form divinely fair? And of our body, universe, church, home, business? Each one is responsible for the appearing of his own existence, the oneness of principle and idea. This is, as we have taught, the underlying reality of our own and each one's existence. Principle and idea is one, and his reflection is man and the universe. Man and the universe, then, is the embodiment of principle and idea. This is comparable to saying that mind and thought complete the whole being expressed as man and the universe. All this relates to body, the appearing of the embodiment of God's ideas based on the knowing that God is your mind. Science teaches that there is only one mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love, and God. Therefore, this supreme being, interpreted by these seven synonyms, is the being of man. We may see that God being the mind of man, this mind forms its own likeness or body, its own expression. Quote, "Give up your material belief of mind in matter, and have but one mind, even God, for this mind forms its own likeness." Close quote. Science and Health, 2:16-30. I suppose most of us have read this statement and accepted it as seeming to go on outside of ourselves. But the time comes when every individual must experience this as his own divine being. The woman in the Apocalypse, clothed with spirit, is depicted as giving birth to a child, which is to indicate that this oneness of God understood brings out its own embodiment. This symbolism must be understood, else it becomes just another story in the Bible. Just as Jesus iterated and reiterated his oneness with the Father, thus giving him power to go out and do his great healing work, so the right interpretation of woman clothed with the Spirit has given us the same power. To make it simpler, we are told to know that as we accept God as our mind, with it comes the power of mind to produce its own ideas in accordance with its own understanding of goodness and immortality. More and more must the form divinely fair appear. All of Mrs. Eddy's books have on the cover the cross and the crown within a circle. We know she did all these things with deep thought. This circle represents the city four square. In this way, the square is as perfect as the circle, the perfect individual. Our textbook clears this point by showing us that the city four square is a symbol of divine consciousness and is expressed by this seal on our books. The demonstration of this divine consciousness casts out disease and brings out the divine body or embodiment of God in the new heaven and earth of which John speaks. Working with this understanding in individual experience, as each individual understands his consciousness to be God, he casts out demons, which is the cross, and by this understanding does the embodiment of God's idea appear in new and radiant form, divinely spiritual. And this is the crown. every minute of every day, it is possible to see the embodiment of God appearing. On page 51 of Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, Jesus could have withdrawn himself from his enemies. He had power to lay down a human sense of life. Close quote. That is, he allowed men to attempt the destruction of the mortal body, which is the equivalent to saying it could not be destroyed. He proved that they could not destroy his body. He showed it to them after his crucifixion on Calvary, functioning as before. The only body there is expresses the only soul there is. Therefore, it must be as indestructible as God is, as perfect and completely good. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, eradicate the image of disease from the perturbed thought before it has taken tangible shape in conscious thought, alias the body, and you prevent the development of disease. Close quote. Science and Health, 412. Conscious thought being the body is that of which we are conscious. In order to have a healthy, harmonious body, we must understand our infinite body in a scientific way. To be conscious of war as actual is unhealthy. To believe we have enemies is unhealthy. Injustice is unhealthy and is not to be tolerated because such things mean an unhealthy body. We are not dealing with persons, places, and things, and it is necessary to rid ourselves of this unhealthy belief.